Hello there, listeners. Welcome back to another crikey episode of A Dicey Experience. We're all flabbergasted and flattered to have you all here. And it is going to be an incredible day. Boy, look over there. There's a turtle. One punch to the stomach and it bites my arm off. Mr. Turtle, will you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm not doing an Australian accent. I'm sorry. It ain't happening today. This is Stolen. I'm playing Cruz Saipan, the Warlock Turtle, and Prisoner of the Fates.
Oi, and look over there. It's a human with a big, tall, fancy hat. Hello, human.
Hello.
You want to tell us about yourself?
My name is Lucas. I'm a human, and I like to cook. I have a rolling pin. I like to hit people with it.
I bet with one bash to the head, I'm dead. What's that over there? The big pointy ears. Looks like a rabbit. I must hit with a holy hand grenade.
Nope, none of that. None of that. I am Lazy Man Gamer playing Jean Lafayette, the Herengon Rogue Ranger / Beast Handler / we'll see what happens next.
That has been a pleasant endeavor. This game is gone. So smoothly and well. It has been about 4 weeks, so almost 2 months for our listeners to really remember what happened in the past. So I'll kind of give a small recap of what's been going on. And it's been over like 3 months since John's actually played with us. So huzzah to that. And of course, as you guys all heard, Lucas said, yes, please. So I must adhere to the yes, please of Lucas. Our party has made their way into the town of Tortune, where Crew used to run with a clan there. Super excited to see them all and wanted to show off his new crew to them. Pulling into port, both he and Lucas, who have been to this port many a times and different parts of their life, discover that the town has changed its shape a little bit and has become more of a larger and thriving town. And this is odd for them because this has only happened within the course of 3 weeks, which in which they have been gone. Begin to travel to the town, and they make their way into what they called the Shark's Head Inn, which is now more of an Italian-type restaurant, where they encountered one of Crew's old friends and almost got kidnapped and beat up, and they all ran away with their tail between their legs. Jean and Lucas were able to make it to the shore and found themselves going into a were-creature's den, without the were-creature, luckily, so... After a small talk with Nilbog, eventually Crew comes running back over, having dealt with finding out that the rest of the crew was kidnapped, and of course they all discover the boat is missing. Crew goes out to try to, like, kidnap a couple people, steal their clothes so that they can break in from the front door into this large factory in which the rest of the crew has been taken to, or a good portion of the crew, I should say, has been taken to. We don't know the whereabouts of Lily, Sarah, or...
Sally,
thank you. Yeah, Lily, Sarah, or Sally. Got all my notes in front of me, guys. Just making sure you're paying attention. And they have been, disappeared. Along with our good little friend that is a small dragonborn, Fredrikken, has also been disappeared as well. So the crew has decided, well, we don't know where our boat's at, but we need to get the rest of our crew back together after a small, almost fist fight between Jean and crew, but not quite fist fight, more like yelling words at each other.
It was a squabble. They've agreed.
Squabble.
A squabble.
Squabble. Okay. They've agreed to go into the sewers and travel underneath the city to make their way over to the factory in hopes that they can go in to the factory through the sewers. And then we had a small mini arc in which Crew began to think and dream about what it was like when he first started joining the crew, when he first had his first rank up. And, what that experience was like breaking into the Bone Raker, which is a large boat of a pirate queen of sorts of the seas. One of the actually big four cardinals of the sea. But, of course, the little mini arc has ended, and we now find ourselves inside a large sewer system with muck between your toes, the smell of urine and poop just kind of filling the air. A strange, sticky, greasy substance along the walls. And it's pretty darn dark. There are no torches lit down here. Occasionally something drips from the ceiling. You're not sure what it is. The scene reopens back up with Jean grabbing Crew by his shell before Crew falls into a large cistern that is in front of them in the tunnel. Scene is set. Jean is saving crew. What do we do?
Crew, I have a very important question.
What is that?
If Lucas is bit by a were-rat, he will turn into a were-rat. But will you turn into a were-turtle and me into a were-rabbit? Oh my goodness, there's a cistern right in front of you.
What?
You almost fell.
Oh my god. Thank you for saving me.
I'm glad I had that question right now.
I was just lost in my thoughts. I didn't even hear what you were asking.
If Lucas... if... okay. I am a rabbit. If I am bit by a were-creature, such as a were-rat, would I turn into a were-rat, or would I become a were-rabbit?
Well, see, that's a tricky question, because if it's a were-rat, you're both... rodent, so would you just stay in the rodent family, or would you... Whereas if I was bit by a were-rat, where would I go? Would I be a reptile or a rodent?
This is my concern.
Doesn't matter what species you are, everybody just turns into a rat. Oh, hi, I'm here also.
Well, yes, but it's quite well documented what happens to a human when they're bit by a were-beast. I've never heard of a herringon or a turtle being bitten, though. And I'm quite concerned.
So Jean, are you volunteering to be a guinea pig here?
No, I'm just saying I'm not certain I feel comfortable losing my ears.
They are a very defining feature of you.
It's a fear I've not shared with many people.
Fear of were-rats.
Maybe we'll just make sure to watch our step.
Yes, I think that's best. And Jean looks around at the I'm assuming, water that we're standing in and kind of picks up his feet and... checks to make sure he hasn't been bit yet.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
You do that with dice. And then I have to check a character sheet. Ooh. Investigation, 13.
You are pretty sure you have not been bit by a were-rat or sorts at this point in time.
So the sewer, is it like water running down the middle and then there's like walk paths on either side of it? Or is the whole thing just water?
I think there's like a small ledge on the side that you could walk on if you chose to. You must like straddle it. So 1 foot on one ledge, 1 foot on the other ledge, and you're kind of like scooting along. So if you choose to walk that way, or you can choose to walk just kind of a little more flat water basin. Unfortunately, it's not like the 90s animated Spider-Man cartoon where it's got large, you know, walkways on each side of the... or I guess the dun 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 Heroes in a Half Shell Turtle Power walkways that you see in those cartoons. They just have not developed that mentality just yet. They're more at this point in time, we're like, look, we carved out this thing and the poop flows down and away from the homes, so let's utilize this system. It's still relatively new. It's not quite developed with, you know, large industrious like river flows that go through it or anything like that.
So I guess walking in the water is the way we're going to go. I mean, at least that's how I used to do it, but back then I didn't really care as much as I do now, I guess.
I find it best, if you know you're going to get messy, to just accept it and then deal with the cleanup later. If you try and avoid the mess, it's just going to consume your thoughts.
So get messy so it doesn't bother you. Got it.
Exactly.
Now push John down into the water.
You can make a strength check if you'd like to.
That's no.
A strength check. Oh, no. Okay, we don't want to do the... We don't want to start off with immediate yelling at each other.
Yeah.
I'm already in hot water. Let's not get any more.
Is this really hot water? It's more lukewarm.
Tepid.
Tepid. Yep. Tepid water. Got a strange scent to it. Can you really consider it more water? It's more like sludge.
A spicy moisture in the air. You know, I imagine it's not just sewage. Like, there's got to be gray water, too. So I think there's got to be a substantial amount of, like, sink water, toilet water, shower water that's down here as well that kind of helps even out the sludge.
That's fair. I mean, something's got to wash it down, right?
Yeah, so. That makes me feel better anyway.
It makes it able to spot the floaters easier.
Yeah.
Exactly. You dodge the floaters, you just can't dodge the toilet paper wrapping around your ankle.
Oh. I'm going to need a shower after this episode.
Travel around for a while. in the tunnels themselves, they weave and they turn and they spin. There's, you know, lots of T's, and Crew will kind of get to a spot, and he'll kind of look around for a second. He'll look up, and there's some light coming from the manholes above, and he'll kind of look around for a second. He'll point in a direction and then disappear down another dark hole. He sees fine with his devil sight. I know Lucas is probably struggling a little bit because he's a human. Jean, so you're just hoping that the direction he points is just a straight tunnel until you get to the next kind of light spot. The good news is, which sword do you have with you?
Swords. I have those. The crystal blade, which is currently a rapier, and that's it. I gave Sally or Sari or Sue or, I don't know, one of the demonic dolls, I gave the flashlight sword.
Lily does have the flame sword.
Lily.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite enjoying it.
So does the crystal sword let out any sort of light?
It does, yeah. If you so choose to, you feel like, oh yeah, I feel like it's a divine sword. It will emanate some divine light if I so say turn on the light or whatever the magic word I want it to be.
I just know that. So yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, what's the magic word?
Poof. On the spot.
Oh, we're not making a beat. Got it.
Just light.
Like Alex did. Yeah. To our beatbox.
Yeah, John just holds it up very victoriously and calls out, light!
And it does. It sheds about 30 feet light out in front of you and around you. Like 30 feet of dim light past that. You see a couple of large things scatter away up ahead. And you do that. They are about your height.
Did you see that?
I did. And very disturbing.
Only one of us is human. The rest of us cannot change into werebeasts. It is biologically impossible, we have decided.
Are you trying to intimidate them or... or persuade them, or you just want them to talk back? What do you?
It's like, you know, when you're out in the woods, you're supposed to say, hey, bear, hey, bear. I'm just letting them know that we're here so that they can keep their distance.
They're more scared of us than we are
of
them.
That's true. I've heard that before.
That's not very true. No. What brings you to the sewers?
Show yourself.
Many are repulsed by my facade, the way I look. I would much rather stay in the darks.
I don't talk to the darks.
Roll persuasion check.
10.
10? Very well. With my natural one, I and my friend Will be glad to step out into the light. they step forward, and you just see some torn shirts, and it's this rat-like body. Greasy fur with yellow teeth, and there are two buck teeth in the front. The one on the right seems to be missing an eye and has like a scar going over its left eye. The one on the right seems to be feminine with kind of curled whiskers in the front. She's got a dress on that is pink with some red flowers on it, but it seems to be torn and tattered and stained from the water from here below. She's not wearing any pants, but has her haunches, rat haunches out with her little rat claws out in front of her. Red beady eyes staring at you with a grayish fur color. The one with the scar is also a grayish color, though it seems to be a little bit lighter than hers. He is wearing a blue shirt with some brown pants that are all torn and tattered. I mean, it's almost like he's wearing a belly shirt with how much has been torn. He seems a little more hefty than she does, and I got a little bit of a rat beer gut, if you will. His paws are white color, where hers is more tan. And he's a little more hunched than she is. She speaks up again.
Oh, honored friend, I did not realize a turtle traveled in our sewers. I apologize.
Yes, we are traveling through here. We are trying to get to that factory.
Factory? I don't know of which factory you speak of, but perhaps our master would be willing to show you the way, or I know he would be glad to meet our honored turtle.
Could you lead us the way to your master?
Oh, yes! Yes, gladly! Come this way! She kind of hops a little bit, and she turns around very excitedly, and gets in all fours and starts going down the tunnel.
I'm going to turn to the other two, be like, I'm not sure how where this is going. Hopefully it's nothing bad. Fingers crossed, and then start following.
I will be right behind the two of you, just in case anything sneaks up on us.
I'll gladly stay in the middle.
Standing in the middle of it.
Lucas. You guys...
Good?
I was going to say Lucas is trying his best not to step in the water or touch the walls or touch anything, and he has a slightly green tinge to his face.
Roll a constitution check for fun or just...
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Just don't spray it my way.
11.
You're queasy, but you're not throwing up actively. Nauseous, so... Huzzah.
You've passed my constitution check puzzle.
The quicker we get out of here, the better.
Hopefully that leader will be able to help us get out of here fast. I remember some of the pathway from years ago, but I don't remember it well.
You've been down here before?
I have, back whenever I was with my clan. Sometimes we would come down here to sneak around, but that was in the early days. After being with them for about a year, I haven't been down here since.
What did you do down here?
It was usually just sneak around. I got from the port back to our hideout without being seen in the streets.
I see. Quite useful.
But once I was able to level up in the clan, I didn't come down here. It was usually the lower ranked people that were forced to come down in here. It was also a good smuggle route. So onward?
Yes, onward.
Let's go.
You guys are saying these things really quickly because you are running, almost like chasing these things as they're almost sprinting down the cistern as you guys are running through. They're dodging holes and whipping to the left and to the right pretty quickly as they're making rights and left turns pretty fast. You're able to see their tails just in time most of the time with the light before you're whipping into the next place. Eventually you guys start noticing something on the walls. It looks like some hieroglyphics of sorts, but with the speed that you're moving, you can't quite make out what it is, but there's more light up ahead. So the good news is you're able to at least see that something is coming, though it's almost like more civilization is starting to slowly appear as you're starting to see some pictures and stuff drawn on the wall. It starts off with kind of like claw marks and scratch marks, and eventually it's a little more sophisticated as you get closer. Not like Mona Lisa level or anything, but more so like hieroglyphics that you might see in Egypt or something like that, with stick figures. And you're starting to see rats, and then there's points where you see turtles, and you see turtles glowing, and then you see some more rat people bowing and some different things like that. It's odd and it's strange, but you finally make your way into a large open area of this large sewer system, almost like the hub, the main center area. There is light and torches that are lighting up this area itself. It is, I want to say, about 80 feet long and 120 feet tall. And when I say 80 feet long, I mean like 80 foot diameter long. It's round, it's large. There's lots of shacks and different things in which you're surprised to see the amount of people that almost seem to be living down in this area. When you read the notes from the were-rat, it sounded like, oh, there's like 5 or 6 of us that are gonna be living in the sewers. And as you're traveling through, you're realizing, no, this is more like a good 30, 40 people living down here. Where rats is it, go ahead.
Is it bright in that area, like, or is it pretty dim?
It's lit up. If you look up to the top, there's almost like this large, this is gonna be more fun. You've noticed that a strange anomaly has happened at the top of this cistern, and it's almost like poop and urine and different things have almost congealed to make this crystal like feature, and it is reflecting off of some torches that are hanging around it, almost like a giant chandelier.
I think the proper term is poop chalier.
Poop chalier?
Or I was thinking disco ball, like a poop disco ball.
Kind of, yes, yeah. Yeah, like a dung beetle has worked a long time to make something like this magically happen. So it does reflect and it shines, and it's like torchlight, but reflecting off of this crystal-like feature.
Poop chalier.
Poop chalier, yes. So it is bright in this area. You weave through it like a little town, and the homes and the tents look very similar to the movie Aladdin, when they're walking through the town and you're walking through the market, it's just that cloth that kind of protects their little stand, and that's about it. Same kind of design and features, where it's got like two poles, two sticks, cloths are made for the walls, and there's a cloth over the top, and then there's a cloth that kind of just either can be rolled up as a door or draped back down to kind of block what kind of what's going on the inside in there. You hear some screaming in the far right side. Make a perception check that direction. What's everybody's passive?
13.
11.
11, yeah.
Yeah. Lucas, you kind of look that direction because you can kind of see a little better now with the lights kind of coming in, and you're noticing that it's almost like large bird cages. It has a couple of these rat people in there, and they seem to be holding themselves like as if they're in pain. And, you know, there's a couple of them that seem to be on the outside, kind of trying to comfort those that are inside, that seem to be writhing and screaming and shaking the cage. It's different, right? Because you're looking at their eyes from this distance, and you can tell there's almost like a blind rage coming from them, where the rest of them that are around you don't seem to have this blind rage attached to them. But the one in the dress that you've been following says, "Hurry! Come this way! Come this way! Hurry!" And you keep whipping around these little homes.
As we're running through and we're seeing all the different were-rats, do they all look like they were originally humanoid, or are there any that could have possibly been tortle?
Yeah, you make a perception check.
No, we're not. We're not.
We're not going to make a perception check?
No, we're not.
Not that you can tell. Apparently, your roll is low enough to indicate that, no, you have no idea what they used to be. That one kind of has some long ears, but you're not quite sure if it was a Herengon or not. It could have been something else.
Some rats and mices have long ears.
That's true. That is very true.
All the turtles on the wall just kind of make me concerned.
Eventually, you make your way to this area, and it's open and large. It's made of wood paneling on the ground. There is a large white circle in the middle with two lines kind of going off of it, almost like a basketball court, though there's no hoops on the end. There's a couple of tattered mats that are tossed about on this wood platform, and at the end there is a large cushioned chair in which a 7-foot-tall rat person wearing a crown and a bathrobe sits. He's got a scepter in one hand, and he is off in a little bit of a distance, and you see the rat that you've been following, the one with the dress, kind of turns and looks at you, and she kind of bows down a little bit and kind of crawls forward, almost like your dog, kind of showing that it's respect and reverence towards you. And they starts going that direction towards the Rat King, motioning for you to follow.
She's bowing towards the Rat King?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to keep walking straight up.
I don't like this.
I don't really either. It's giving me the heebie-jeebies, and is it possible that it stinks even worse in here than it did out there?
Yeah, I think, and John points up to the poop chalier, I think it's that. It's like a crystallized mass of dung.
So it's like a steaming pile?
Quite.
Yeah, let's get out of here quick. I'm just going to walk up to the king, be like,
as you approach, right, the one in the dress, Oh, great Master Sliver, we have brought you an honored friend, a great tortle, and his two companions.
A tortle, you say, and he stands up tall. Oh, it is an honor, finally. The fourth has arrived, and he gets down on one knee, and he bows low towards the tortle. May I offer you a gift, young tortle friend, before you speak?
Is it poop?
How can he offer him a gift before he speaks if he asks it a question?
yes, good point. Please answer my question before you ask how I can help you. Please accept my gift.
And he pulls out a blue bandana with some eye slits and presents it to you.
Thanks.
Please, would you gracious with your presence to wear this majestic gift?
Okay. And I will, I'll tie it around my, my wrist.
Great. I want you to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Of course you do. 14.
It's a nice material. You like the way it feels. It's comfortable. It's cozy. And you become a little more relaxed. And Tom becomes a little more relaxed in the same regard. Everything's just kind of chill, bro. Your inner surfer dude kind of comes out a little bit. Whoa, dude. This is nice, you know. And you also have a stinking feeling that you might be able to use katanas really, really good now. Missing your bros. There should be more bros.
Mr. Rat Dude, I could really use some pizza right now.
Oh, yes. We have the pizza. Yes, come this way. Walk with me. I will be sure to feed you plenty of pizza.
I'm just going to follow.
But hold on.
He stands this point, up. I'm chill and I trust.
We're supposed to be getting to the factory. We have crewmates to save.
We can save them after we have pizza.
Crew, we aren't doing this.
Yeah, but pizza, man. Pizza.
I'm going to go up and grab Crew on the wrist. Crew, what are you doing? We came here for help.
We're going to get help. Just
so ask him
after.
Ask him so we can leave.
I have.
I'm going to ask him.
Plenty of pizza this way, if you would like, and more auto tortles for you to meet.
We can eat and talk at the same time. Oh, what a concept, man.
Something feels real fishy about this.
King Rat, which direction do we need to go to get to the factory?
You want to leave for the factory now? You just arrived. I have pizza just beyond back curtain.
John will look at Crew and say, we have friends who are in mortal danger that need to be rescued.
He did say there are more turtles in there. Maybe they could help us.
King Sliver, I implore you, we need your help to save our friends. This isn't the time for a pizza party.
What seems to be the trouble with your friends? Your friend here seems quite content to be here and enjoy my pizza.
Could Lucas roll like a wisdom check or something to see if he noticed that as Crew put the thing on his wrist, his personality changed?
Yeah, how would you go about making this wisdom check?
I guess I want to understand the sudden change in Crew's mood and just kind of deduce what that cause was between walking into this place and now.
I'll take a wisdom check. That sounds good to me.
21.
Yeah, it seems that he suddenly became a little more lackadaisical once he arrived here, and definitely a little more chill once the band was tied to his wrist.
Kinda, I look at Jean, and then, like, I Jean, and then look at the thing, the blue thing that he tied to his wrist. I think they've done something to him. And the kind of a low, trying to whisper.
Do your stage whisper, you know?
I think they've done something to him.
Perfect.
Jean, he's been holding up his rapier, you know, for light.
Yeah.
And so he kind of steps between the king and Crew, and facing Crew, and says, look, we have people that are counting on us. If you were pressed into slavery, would you want us to wait? And then Jean's going to bring his rapier down as nonchalantly as possible in an attempt to cut the bandana.
Okay. Make me an attack roll.
Yeah.
I swear Crew loses a hand.
No, it's good. It's a good roll. 19.
Yeah, yeah. With his AC of 17, you're able to swing down and... it's odd, right? Because usually when you cut a magic item, it doesn't tear out. But obviously these rats are not proficient in making solid magic items. You cut right through it. When you hit it with your sword, it's almost like the divine magic comes off of your sword and turns off the power of the magic that has a hold of Crew, and it tears the bandana.
I feel weird. What just happened?
The Rat King whips his head around and stares. What have you done?
John is gonna do the old turn and face the king, and as I do so, step on the bandana so that he can't see it and make it seem like it just disappeared.
Where's your mask? Leonard! Where is your mask?
My name isn't Leonard.
Should be your name? Your brothers?
My name is Crew.
Where did you go? Where's your band?
Are we close to, like, the center of the, you know... Like, you, there was, like, this big open area. Is the center poop?
The center of this area is actually relatively well-kept, because, again, it's almost like a little dojo mat area.
I see.
Kind of standing in the middle of this relatively clean dojo mat area with the tattered mats on this faux basketball court floor.
Okay, that kind of ruins my plan.
Oh, there's poop around you everywhere.
Do we kind of see where he was trying to lead us?
Yeah, there's a small opening in the side of the wall that is kind of like about a U shape, and it's got some red rags kind of hanging over it.
I'm going to kind of lean close to, what was I doing? Is there any way we can maybe fake our way through this?
Seems to want you to be somebody else and has tried to do that with whatever this piece of cloth was. Maybe you could just impersonate that person and ask for help, and if that doesn't work, we can leave.
I'll try. Oh, yes. Yeah, I see. The cloth that turned invisible whenever it was on me, but it's still there.
Oh, you've got some magic to turn things invisible? Wonderful!
I do, yeah. It's awesome.
Stuff. Radical, as they say. Oh, good. Come, young Leonard. Let's go meet your brothers.
Sweet. Cowie Bungie.
Cowie Bungie, indeed. And he turns around and he opens this large curtain for you guys to walk into the room.
What do we see in said room?
There's a large couch. There's three other turtles. One's wearing a red bandana around his head. One's wearing a purple bandana around his head. And the last one is wearing a yellow bandana around his head. He seems to be laying upside down with his legs on the top of the couch with his head on the actual cushion, while the other two are sitting normally. And they seem to be cheering while they're staring at some sort of strange metal box in front of them. Nothing's happening on the box. It's just there. It's just a strange metal box. And with a piece of glass in the front of it. There is a table in the back of the room with some pizza. Or at least this strange yellow circle thing with cheese and different meat toppings on top. It seems to have like a scent of marinara in the air. And they seem to be kind of just rowdy, like teenage brothers, kind of goofing off, hanging out, pushing each other around. On the back side of the wall, you see a set of size, some nunchucks, a stick of sorts, a long stick, and a couple of katanas that almost draw you in a little bit, Crew, when you look at them.
Even now that I'm not wearing the bandana?
Yeah, like it's a faded sense. So like you're like, I feel like this could have been mine, but you know.
Hey guys.
Whoa, Leonard, you made it home. Yo.
Yeah. Thanks to these dweebs.
You brought some more dweebs for the rat folks to eat?
Yeah.
Radical, man. They like might turn them into more rat people, and then we'll have some more brothers for Master Sliver.
Yeah. Dude, that pizza looks great. I'm going to go and throw my arm over the one. You said there was a blue, or I was a blue. There was a red and a yellow and
purple.
A purple? Okay. I'm going to throw my arm over the purple one.
Okay.
And as I'm doing, are they wearing the masks on their head? Okay. As I do, I'm going to try and like grab it and see if I can pull it and untie it.
Yeah. Make a sleight of hand check.
A 19.
Yeah. You're able to untie it. It comes right off and he goes, oh, thank you. I couldn't eat any more of that cheese contraption. I haven't pooped in weeks. Oh my goodness. Please, please, please don't put it back on. Please.
No, dude. You're good. You're good. I don't know what's going on here. But if you could help me get the other two, I think we may be able to overpower whatever's going on here.
I can certainly try. I'm just a mere wizard. He's taken us all and turned us into some sort of strange ninja turtles of sorts. And
Just how's your acting skills? Follow me.
It's very bad.
I'm going to try and walk over and do the same thing to the other two.
Put your arms around them both?
Yeah. I mean, one on each portal at the same time.
Okay. So cool. Yeah, they stand up from the couch. They come to give you a hug. You put your arms around them, and you make a sleight of hand check.
One or two sleight of hand checks.
We'll do one to save us time.
So that's a two.
They're a little taller than you, so you can't quite reach the top of their heads with the awkwardness of like a shell in the way and stuff as they're embracing you.
I'm just going to keep my arms there then. Like
the other ones...
So like basically like grazed it, but like, okay, now so this is where I live.
The one that you originally tied his bandana off, he's going to be very stiff and walk up, and he's able to get his hands on the bandana, but he's not able to get them untied. They're quite tight, he says really loudly. But what's quite tight? Says Master Sliver as he walks through the front door.
This box on the pizza, I can't get it closed because it's so tight. I don't like how they make these pizzas anymore.
Putting pizza in a box? I never thought of that. That's genius. I would keep them clean from the dirty tables.
Exactly. Can't have us getting sick from all the poop around here.
I knew I could count on you.
That's why they call me the leader.
It's a strange day. It was a strange day when the ooze landed on you all and turned you into these ninjas. But I'm quite proud of you all. We are glad to have you home, Leonard.
I'm going to try and gesture with my head to try and get the other two, as far as like Lucas and Jean, over to help try and take the masks off. Like, come on, guys, let's go. Let's do this.
What kind of, are you going to do a persuasion check, or are you just going to do that motion and hope that they follow
I'm
through?
I'm just going to do that motion, just try and just get them to follow through.
Just so that our listeners know, he's tilting his, pointing with the top of his head towards the other two twortles, moving his neck back and forth.
John stayed outside because he doesn't want to move and lift his foot up off of the mask.
I guess I will follow and go up to the... It was the purple one that you took the mask off?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's the yellow and
the yellow
red.
Left. So I'm going to go up to the one with the red, and I'm going to kind of look at him. Oh, you must eat a lot of pizza.
Yeah, dude. Like all the pizza, man. It's so good. Did you like a slice?
Yeah. Could you hand me one?
Yeah, dude.
He turns around and grabs a slice of pizza.
As he's bending down to grab a slice, I'm going to try and cast spell magic on the bandana that he's wearing.
Yeah. Okay. Cast it.
Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends. Fourth level or higher, I need to make an ability check.
Okay. Go ahead and make your ability check.
Okay, 10 plus the spell's level. So, I'm not sure how this works. I got an 8. So I guess that was a fail.
That's fine. You are able to dispel the magic on it. And it falls off into the pizza. And, you see his eyes turn almost like sheer red as he screams out in rage and bangs his fist against the table and breaks it.
Who hurt Kumbo? Why Kumbo here?
Kumbo, you were giving me a piece of pizza and I kind of leaned down. You've been under some kind of spell. We need to act as natural as possible until we can all leave.
Someone put magic on Kumba?
Yeah, not so loud, Kumba. I'm Lucas. I'm here to help. I'm here to rescue you.
Luke Badword?
Yes, Luke Badword.
Mr. Badword, why Kumba here?
That's what we're here to find out. We were sent to save you, and your other friends here.
Other Kumba not know these turtles?
Well, these other turtles, they're obviously collecting you for some reason, and maybe the most powerful people. I mean, you're pretty powerful, aren't you?
Yes, Kumba, very strong. He can break neck of Ratman over there, and he points towards the king, who is now wide-eyed and staring at you.
Does it look like he pretty much is aware of what's going on.
He's trying to stay a little silent, pretending that he's not in the room. Now a little seems to be very afraid of Kumba.
So now that I'm basically aware that he is aware, I'm just going to reach up and grab the last bandana and pull it off.
Okay. Yeah. You're able to do so, and that guy slumps down and
thank you. Thank you. I've been here for a year. A year.
A year?
Yes. Eating pizza and flipping in ways I never knew I could flip. It was kind of cool at first, but I don't know where I am.
Well, I'm here to help you. We're here to help you. And then I'm going to stand up and point my finger at the Rat King.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, and now you are going to start answering some questions. And I'm going to fire an Eldritch Blast, but I'm going to purposely miss him. I'm going to just shoot like right beside his head.
All right, yeah, roll an attack roll.
24.
Yeah, you're able to miss successfully. I was just hoping for a natural one. Darn. All right. Yeah, you're able to miss successfully. Poof, it slams against the wall. The whole room turns silent, and you see a lot of the rat people outside. They kind of cower and move away from the light. A lot of them tend to start to scurry off. Jean, you hear this commotion up in front of you. You see the blast almost hit the head of this Rat King. What do y'all do?
I'm happy to answer questions. I just thought that you would enjoy some pizza, you know? Something you serve guests when they come to visit you, right? Please, surface dwellers, don't hurt us. We're just here to live our life away from everybody who tends to cower in fear of who we are and what we are.
Well, I can understand why they cower if you treat your guests like this by trapping them and keeping them prisoner.
They seemed so happy. I wasn't making them prisoner. They wanted to live like this. The masks were supposed to send them away, make them want to leave and give them a gift of dexterity and acrobatics and the like.
Well, obviously, they were staying here, so your magic was faulty. By not removing their masks, you're keeping them prisoner. Sorry, dude.
No, they were happy. You all were happy. Kumbo not happy. Kumbo breaks the table.
Yeah, Kumbo begs to differ.
Does Kumbo actually break the table, or is he just saying Kumbo breaks table?
Now I'm questioning that myself as a DM. I think Kumbo actually breaks the table. Yes.
It'd be both.
Kumbo break table. Smash.
So, just DM, do I recognize any of these other turtles from my island?
Yeah, you can roll a history check.
13.
I would say you might have like seen the type of turtle that Kumbo is from your islands. And they're relatively large. They're more like a tortoise than a turtle type shell. They are very much a harder shell. In general, they have kind of spikes on their shells. I would say they're more from the outskirts of the islands. They're usually used for more like workhorses type people, because they're big and strong and they're able to smash things. The one that you tied off originally has a soft shell, and you don't recognize it from your island. And you also know that it's odd that he would say that he's a wizard as well. The last one seems to be made of the same type of genes that you are, but he's not as well endowed as you are with magic or anything like that. It just seems like a normal, common turtle person.
But I don't recognize.
You wouldn't be like, yo, that's Lord Farquaad or anything like that.
Okay. Somebody may have seen him passing, but not like, no.
Correct.
Okay. So, Mr. You are no longer a master. Mr. Sliver.
I'm a king. People still serve me. Turns around. See, I have gods.
And he points, and all the rat people are like scurried away. And you just see Jean with his sword standing there like an idiot.
Yeah. I see your guard there. Yeah.
Good. Because he will get you. Wait, you're not one of. Hi. Hi. You want to put the sword down, friend?
No. No, not yet.
Okay. Did you want to learn from me in the ways of combat? I've got a nice waterfall over yonder. We can train under.
You keep your teeth over there, and I'll keep my sword over here.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm good standing under poop water. That's not something that I want to do ever. So yeah, we're good.
Okay.
So now you are going to be our guide through these tunnels so that we can actually go rescue the friends that we came for.
Oh no, I can provide someone. I want to stay here.
No, no, I think we're going to take you.
Or me?
Yeah, I think. Don't y'all agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kumbo no want to go anywhere with him. Kumbo want to go home.
Oh, you can go home.
Yeah, Kumbo, we're going to get you home. You stick with us, and we'll get you home.
Kumbo walk with... No, Kumbo no want to go down sewers. Kumbo want to go up.
Well, we're going to get out of the sewers, Kumbo. We just have to walk in the sewers a little bit before we can get out of sewer. I know.
I as well am not very keen in walking in poop water. Is there a way I can just leave now, like a ladder of sorts, or... Or maybe a teleport pad. I would much prefer to not walk through the sewers. I can.
I mean, do you have a teleport pad? Because I'm fresh out. Sorry.
I do not. I wondered if maybe the... No, we don't have any of those here. Sorry.
I mean, they made really, really bad magical bandanas. I'm surprised they have any magic at all.
That's a very good point, yes. Very wise indeed.
They do call me Crew the Wise.
They do. He looks to both of your companions.
He's very wise, yes.
We're in a sewer.
Yes, we are indeed. Very good.
But yeah, if we could wrap this up so we could get out of here, I mean, the ambiance really isn't for me, you know? It may be for you. I'm not going to judge, but it's not for me.
Yes, of course. Yes, we can. Let me show you the way. Where are you wanting to go? Back out? Back to the sea? You look like...
No, we're going the other way, back towards the mountains, you know.
Out.
Where they have a new factory there.
Why on earth would you want to go to the new factory?
Because we have friends there that we need to rescue. You know, we actually care about our friends instead of just magically making friends.
That stings a little. He grabs his heart and you see a tear come out of his eye as you say that. Actively almost offending him, but very good. I understand. I'll send these three with my one of my rat people, and I can lead you to this factory, but I don't want to go in.
We're not going to make you go into the factory. You just need to take us there.
Okay. Yes, I can do that. Come this way. I'll show you the way. He begins to walk a different tunnel that you did not enter in.
And I'm going to walk over to the one that I kind of recognize, the yellow one. Or what was the yellow one?
Yeah.
He'd be like, are you from the Withered Wreath?
Yes. I just want to go back.
I am too. Can you send word to somebody there for me? I can't go back at the moment and talk to him.
Yeah, sure. If I ever find my way back.
I think Kumbo will be able to help you find your way back. He seems pretty strong. And I think I remember seeing his kind around there somewhere, or at least hearing them.
Kumbo knows the way out, and he starts slamming his fist against the wall.
So there is a... there's a turtle there, Sephra. Could you just tell her that her friend Crew misses her a lot?
Sephra! I think I know a Sephra. On the center island?
Yeah, on the center island. Very pretty. I mean, she's hard to miss.
Okay. Yeah, I bet I can let her know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
And then I'm going to walk over to Kumba and kind of slap him on the shoulder and be like, get out of here.
Follow bad word, man.
I think that guy over there, I'm going to point to Liver. I think he has somebody that's leading you back towards the sea. It'll be easier to get out that way.
I like the sea. It's wet.
And you'll be able to wash all of this off of you.
Yes. Bathe the poop off. Perhaps.
Very important.
Perhaps poop myself.
Hopefully. I mean, you have eaten a lot of pizza, so it may take a day or two for that cycle to kick back in, but you know, just give it some time.
Yes.
Drink lots of water.
The condemnation has taken over.
Exactly.
Very good. Come. And he goes and picks up the friend that you just talked to. And he goes to reach out for the wizard. No, I can walk with you. No need to pick me up.
One moment. Kumbo? Yeah? My lord?
Yes?
Hmm.
I like this rabbit calling me lord.
Are you still angry? Kumbo smash?
Kumbo smash many things, yes!
We're going to a factory where many things could be smashed.
No, Kumba no like the idea of factory.
Hmm. What if we called it a smashery?
Kumba puts his friend down.
Kumba interested?
I didn't really have much more to say. Just it's like a factory. It looks like a factory and functions much like a factory. But in this specific location, Kumbo, yeah, my lord, is allowed to smash whatever he would like.
Oh, and if I may throw in there, Kumba, you help us. We have ship that will get you back to the islands.
Roll a persuasion check for me, guys. One of you guys. I think I'd say Jean since he started it.
I don't know. I think, we should get advantage since he helped.
Yeah, you can use the help action if you'd like to.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, you got advantage, so roll again.
It's not much better. Okay.
What'd you get?
5, but I have a 7, so 12. The first roll was
Kumba
a 1.
Rolled a, Kumba rolled a 4, so congratulations. This is your first NPC that you have actively convinced to join your party without being forced upon you. He was going to go do his own thing, but this is fine. Kumba has now become a part of the Fates. Congratulations.
I'll turn to the other two and be like, y'all want to join too?
Oh, no, thank
you. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, we are a free vessel. I don't know how much those captains are going to out there are going to charge, because there is a lot going on in that port now.
I wanted to go inland some and see if there might be some food or something that I can take to cook some new, unique things. Must be a cooking competition coming up soon.
Stab him in the back.
The true Lucas is coming out.
Darkness, my old friend.
Is that the name of your knife, Darkness?
I've come to stab with you again.
Who said that one?
The not the wizard, but the other one. The Shafso. The one that's the same kind of build and design. Same genetic design as crew.
The one that was in the yellow mask.
Okay.
Like a box turtle, right?
Yeah.
Snapper. Snapper?
I'm gonna... What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Gosh, why would you want to know my name? I'm a nobody.
I'm sure you're more than nothing.
Oh, gee. It's Andy. Andy Petrelli.
Would you like to come with us as well, Andy?
Why? I'm not much help. I'm not much use. And, holy gee, I'm just here trying to learn a little bit about more some food in this part of the world before I go back to Withered Wreath and talk to Zephra.
I'm going to turn to Andy. Our Lucas here. One of the best chefs you will ever meet. I'm sure you can learn.
You cook food?
No, I just dabble. I'm not very good.
But don't be modest. He doesn't cook food. He creates masterpieces.
No. I don't. I'm probably sure I can learn a lot from you, Andy. You're probably better than I am.
Oh no, there is no way. Ah, no, gosh, I barely know how to make a good soup. I have my mother's turtle soup recipe. Yeah.
Well, I need to learn how to make soup.
Oh.
I guess that means you're just gonna have to come on board, and we're gonna have a cook-off to see who's actually gonna learn.
No, we don't.
Whoa,
I don't need
a master. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
I was thinking I'd apprentice to you, Andy.
Apprentice, you want to travel with me?
Oh, I would prefer you come with us.
But that would be me apprenticing under you, then.
No, we would give you a room and board and free food, and in return, you can teach me how to cook.
My own room? I don't have to share with any other turtles?
Yes.
Kumbo don't have to share with other turtles?
We'll see.
Oh, man. Do you have your... Do you have a way I could communicate with you and maybe find you later?
No, unfortunately, but... Alright, do we still have the... We still have that mailbox.
Yeah, do you have a mailing address or a... Or a, UPS account?
Do I remember any of the address from the junk mail that the captain has been receiving on the ship?
Roll a history check.
It was a code on the side of the box, but I didn't think we asked for the code.
18.
Yeah, you do. What is the code that was on the side of the box? What is the mailing address?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I'm giving you the opportunity to make this up, Mr. Crew.
Was Captain Navarro on the string?
Yep.
We could do Captain Navarro, the string, strick of him.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I could write that down. And I can send you a letter when I'm ready.
Sure. Yeah, I would really like to get your input before the. You said there's a competition.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear there's a big competition coming up. Some of the greatest names cooks are getting private invitations to it, and we're going to get some private invitations. I don't know. I've been here for a year, so I heard rumor that I might be coming along, and I thought that maybe if I learned to cook good, I might be able to be invited to the competition. But I haven't quite learned to cook good enough, I guess, yet. And of course, I've been down here for a year, so nobody knows that I'm here, and so I might not have. Oh gosh, I should probably check my mailbox. It's probably been a good long time since I've... Oh, man.
Oh, you haven't been invited to the cooking competition?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know of.
Well, yeah, just send us a letter and we'll find you if we can.
Okay, gosh, thanks.
If you're going to the wreath, I mean, we're going to eventually have to take Kumbo back there. Maybe we'll run into each
other. Okay. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we may be pretty busy, but, you know, we'll see.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I was excited there for a second. I thought he really wanted to be my best friend.
I'm gonna just start inspecting the pizza, like, make it look like I'm lost in concentration.
We all ready to travel on to the factory? Are we all going to eat my pizza?
No, I'm not gonna eat your pizza.
Oh. Okay.
I have this aversion to Italian food all of a sudden.
Oh. That's... what's an Italian?
Pizza is Italian food.
What? Yeah, okay. Is it a race of people? Is it a class? What? What's an Italian?
Oh, it's that region over on the other side of the mountains. You've never been there?
No.
Oh, you need to go.
Oh, I don't leave the zoo as much these days. Being a were-rat and all is his.
It's kind of in the Chicana area.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go over that. Hey, do y'all want to go to the factory? I would really like to get out of this whole conversation if we can.
You're not enjoying our conversation?
He takes off.
I thought we were friends.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man. Let's go. And I'm just going to, like, run after him.
Starts,
like,
starting a dog being chased down the waterways. As you guys venture back into the mush and slosh and smell. Watch this scene close out.
I hope you guys make it past all the were-rats that went that way.
Yeah, we don't want to end up with any war turtles.
Wow, I can't. And end scene. Next time we'll be deadly serious. Next time, people. Bye.
We'll stop recording.